Bolivia's presidential election is tomorrow, and the atmosphere surrounding it may sound familiar. Fears of voter fraud, worries about violence, and a deeply polarized country, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Glenda Yanis is getting ready for Bolivia's election day in the same way you'd prepare for an earthquake. She's stocking up.
Quintal de arroz, quintal de azúcar.
She says she's bought lots of rice and sugar and plans to slaughter a cow to feed her three kids in case the shops run out of meat. Yanis is in Bolivia's capital, La Paz, talking to NPR from a gas station. She's lining up to buy emergency fuel supplies, just in case there's violence and everything shuts down.
La gente está desesperada.
People are desperate, says Yanis. They don't know what might happen in the next few days. Bolivians go to the polls tomorrow amid an unprecedented crisis. The pandemic's causing havoc. So are politics.
In my 3 decades of writing and studying Bolivia, I have never seen it this polarized.
Eduardo Gamarra is professor of politics at Florida International University in Miami. He's from Bolivia and believes the country's at a crossroads.
It's really going through a major transition to either a more stable Bolivia or an incredibly, incredibly unstable set of years to come.
Gamarra says if the first round is tight and there are allegations of fraud,
it could be very dangerous, very, very dangerous, because it's in fact a repetition of last year's scenario.
He's talking about last November. That's when Evo Morales was driven from power after 14 years. Morales was Bolivia's first indigenous president, a socialist admired by leftists worldwide. He stepped down amid mass protests triggered by US-supported allegations that he rigged last year's election. Morales was replaced by an unelected interim president, Jeanine Áñez, a hardline conservative Christian. Morales' supporters took to the streets, accusing her of a coup. Áñez cracked down. 23 people were killed after government security forces fired into crowds. This week, thousands of Morales supporters gathered anew for a final election rally in La Paz by his socialist party. Morales is in exile in Argentina. This crowd is listening to his replacement, the party's presidential candidate, Luis Arce. Arce's 57. He used to be Morales' economy minister. Polls ahead of tomorrow's vote give Arce a commanding lead. Although unreliable, these suggest he even has an outside chance of winning in the first round. Arce's nearest rival is Carlos Mesa, a celebrated journalist and historian who's seen as a centrist. Mesa served briefly as president before Morales rose to power. Analysts say if the election goes to a second round, the socialist opponents will unify, making Mesa the clear favorite. Bolivians are watching and worrying. Everything's so uncertain, says Jorge Davila, a civil engineer aged 32. He's considering leaving Bolivia because of the turmoil. Glenda Yanis, the woman lining up at the gas station, has no plans to go anywhere. Yanis is one of millions of indigenous Bolivians who benefited from the Morales years. She hopes the socialists will return to power without Morales. We need new, young leaders, she says, and a peaceful election day. Philip Reeves, NPR News.